This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian shells hit the regional administration building on the central square of the recently liberated southern city of Kherson. This according to the deputy head of Ukraine's presidential office. Reuters was able to confirm the location from the building characteristics and road layout seen in the video, which matched file photography of the area. Ukraine recaptured Kherson from Russian forces November 11th, prompting days of celebrations on the square by city residents. Russia attacked Kyiv with Iranian-made drones on Wednesday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said there were explosions in a central district and two administrative buildings were damaged, but mentioned no casualties. The all clear was issued after 3 hours. Pope Francis has called for concrete gestures of charity for Ukrainians this holiday season during his weekly general audience. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
Francis suggests the faithful celebrate a humble Christmas this year with savings from reduced spending on gifts donated to help the suffering people of Ukraine, adding, "It's nice to celebrate Christmas and have parties, but let's lower the level of Christmas spending a bit." Francis has spoken out frequently about the martyred people of Ukraine ever since Russia invaded on February 24. The Vatican has organized humanitarian deliveries over recent months, including a clothing drive this month to bring thermal wear to Ukrainians during the cold winter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States is preparing to send the Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine to shoot down incoming Russian missiles. This is VOA News. Helicopters and lifeboats swooped to the English Channel off the coast of Kent in southern England to rescue a small boat that capsized in the freezing water, killing 4 people, authorities said Wednesday. Home Secretary Suella Braverman told the House of Commons, quote, "Tragically, there have been 4 fatalities," end quote, adding a search and rescue operation was ongoing. New Zealand has passed tobacco reforms to ban smoking for the next generation. Laws passed by Parliament on Tuesday mean that New Zealanders born after 2008 will never be able to legally buy cigarettes or tobacco. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
New Zealand's smoking rate is already at historic lows. 8% of adults smoke every day, according to government figures, although almost a fifth of indigenous Maori people smoke. But authorities want to drive consumption down even further, to below 5% by 2025. The aim, they say, is to stamp out smoking altogether. Legislation passed Tuesday by Parliament in Wellington effectively imposes a lifetime ban on young New Zealanders buying cigarettes. The reforms mandate that tobacco products can never be sold to individuals born on or after January 1, 2009. The laws are thought to be the first of their kind anywhere in the world. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Critics of the changes have warned they could encourage an illicit market in tobacco products. The U.S.-Africa summit kicked off Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol with a full agenda. The nearly 50 leaders invited by U.S. President Joe Biden range from presidents to prime ministers to ministers of foreign affairs and the head of the African Union. They arrived earlier this week. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris began the summit by attending the African and Diaspora Young Leaders Forum. Wednesday, day 2 of the summit, will focus on advancing two-way trade and investment partnerships that bolster Africa's role in the global economy and drive advancement in key sectors. Europol says Spanish authorities have taken action against a criminal gang suspected of laundering dirty money linked to the Magnitsky case. That's a $233 million corruption case in Russia. And they've arrested one individual. The arrest took place in the Canary Islands. U.S. President Joe Biden signed Respect for Marriage Act into law Tuesday before a crowd of thousands, a ceremony that reflected growing acceptance of same-sex unions. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.